From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 12, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County will enter an agreement with the state comptroller's oil spill fund to clean up petroleum contamination on a foreclosed property in the town of Chatham. The Board of Supervisors voted on Wednesday, October the 11th, to enter into an agreement with the state to pay for the cleanup, which will be supervised by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Half of the proceeds from the resale of the property will go to reimburse the state's comptroller's office for the cleanup. The parcel is classified as a family residence. The contamination was caused by a leaking tank on the property. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A Greene County man who claimed to be a resistance fighter and wanted to start a local militia has been sentenced. Robert Twist, 59, of Earlton, was given time served and 3 years of supervised release for felony possession of a firearm on Wednesday, October the 11th, by the Federal District Court in Albany. Twist was facing 10 years in federal prison, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York said at the time of his guilty plea in March. An investigation began in 2015 when the FBI suspected Twist was forming an army based in Greene County. According to court documents, Twist told an FBI informant about a plot to bomb the FEMA building in Albany, among other things. At a subsequent meeting at his home in Earlton, Twist revealed additional plans for his militia and the effort to destroy the FEMA building. Twist was arrested in October 2016 at the Home Depot in Leeds, where he was employed at the time. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that the Kingston Gas Worksite on North Street in Kingston has been remediated to address contamination. The cleanup was performed by Central Hudson Gas and Electric with oversight by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The 1.6-acre site is a former manufactured gas plant that operated from the 1890s till 1958. Coal tar was a byproduct of the process. The remediation included the evacuation and disposal of contaminated soil both on-site and off-site to approximately 4 feet below the surface. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Environmental Advocates on Wednesday, October the 11th, released its 2017 Environmental Scorecard, which documents the voting records of New York State legislators on climate action, plastic waste, water quality, and more. Locally, State Senator Kathy Marchion scored a 68 out of 100, up from a 57 last year. Senator George Amador also improved his record, increasing his previous score of 57 to a 71 out of 100. In the Assembly, Democrat Dee Dee Barrett scored highest locally with a 95, up from 92 in 2016. Newly appointed Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Pete Lopez scored a 74, a lower rating than fellow Republican Steve McLaughlin, who scored a 76. Both earned a 70 out of 100 last year. State Senator Tom Croce, a Long Island Republican, received the Environmental Advocates Oil Slick Award for a failing score of 59 in his attempts to, and I quote, kill clean energy, end quote, the group said. The full report can be found at eplvotersguide.org. Today is day 9 of the WGXE Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting it will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually becoming clear with a high near 61 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly clear. Temperatures are expected to drop into the 30s Thursday night through Friday morning. Areas of frost are possible across the higher terrain. Not a forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, possibly turning into drizzle. Mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise this morning was at 7.04 a.m., and the sun will set at 6.17 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 12th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.